Okay, dope. Yeah, I'm here with Chase Atlantic. They got a new album coming out real soon. It's called Beauty in Death, March 5th. Looking forward to that. They got three new singles out, Slide, Off the
Yes,
Roof,
sir.
and Molly. So my first question for you guys is pretty straightforward, but it's the music has evolved from the Anchor Tattoo sort of pop punk, like Warped Tour friendly sound into more, I wrote down vulnerably hedonistic, trappier
That's very interesting.
alternative
That,
R&B.
yeah.
And I'm just wondering how you got there. Like, yeah, because that's quite the
Like,
evolution.
yeah, just a natural progress, I guess. We were 16, 15, 16 when we were doing Anchor Tattoo, and
Yeah, we didn't really have that much life knowledge.
Obviously, that was the kind of thing we were into, the band stuff then, and then just throughout time, we started to get more influenced by, the drums and stuff and the rhythm sections of hip hop, and incorporating that to the already like guitar kind of psyche world that we have. So it's just natural, like never really planning something out too much, just following what feels right and choosing the songs that sound the best.
Yeah, and stepping away from that is we kind of wanted to find our own sound as well. So like we started in a realm where you could easily attach it to a genre of music, and then slowly as we developed our sound, it became harder and harder to kind of identify what genre it was.
Yeah.
We don't
I
even
played it for my pops today, and he was like, I don't know what to call this.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know what they're saying. What are these
Yeah,
guys saying?
my dad's the exact same. He's like, what is this?
It's just music.
It's just music. I'm curious too, because the lyrics too have gotten like a bit more hedonistic and stuff. Like, you guys have done a lot of touring. Like, well, you guys played 150 shows in 1 year, I read.
Yeah,
I
I think
think
we're
the
like number five
third
most.
or
Oh,
third or something.
yeah, something like that.
Third most toured band
In
in
that
that year.
year.
That year.
So can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, that sounds like a lot of fun, but also super rough.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
rough as hell, dude. Fun as hell.
Fun as hell, stressful. I mean, going to new places is always cool. The shows are always amazing. It's everything around that is just terrible. Like the waiting, sometimes the food's not great.
Yeah, do you live a very stress? It's stress. It's a high pressure lifestyle
Yeah.
because you have to do something every day. You have to get out there and perform, and
Yeah.
you know that you have to really, really work up the energy to give the crowd the best performance you can every night. So
But also when
it's
you're in it, yeah,
rewarding.
it's
It's
rewarding.
rewarding. It's a lot of cool in exchange. Everything that's good comes with bad.
And we never once like kind of sat down and we're like, oh shit, we're gonna play this many shows this year.
Yeah, you don't think,
You
you try not to
just
think about it.
think
Yeah.
about the next show. You're like, okay, we're gonna
Yeah.
be in Kansas next, or we're gonna
Yeah.
be in New York next. And you're like, all right, well, let's go out there and give them the best show possible. Not think about like, oh, we've got 20, 30 more shows, or
Yeah, otherwise it's too
otherwise it's
demanding on your brain.
yeah. I think thinking in life in general too far forward is how you implode, right?
Exactly. It's a bad thing to reflect on the past too much, and it's a bad thing to look into the future too much. It's
Yeah.
very important to stay present and mindful, but it's hard. Life's hard. You
Life's
can't
hard.
just say it and do it. You
Yeah.
gotta
Yeah.
really practice that shit.
Easier said than done.
What do you do to stay mindful? What are your practices?
I guess in a way, listening to music, just being yourself. A lot of the times being in a car, like driving around is the
Okay,
time
yeah.
where you're just being in your car, listening to music, driving around, obviously staying focused, but just like really living in the moment.
I definitely wouldn't recommend showers. The
Yeah,
Oh, but we're back. We're back.
I don't know. Just even things like, working out, I guess, as well, or that kind of stuff, you're just not thinking. Going swimming. Swimming's a really big thing when you're just like so disconnected from everything. There's no way someone can contact you. So what? There's no.
Look at me, I'm
Yeah,
on the ocean.
look
Good
at
luck
me.
calling me
It's like
suckers.
there's nothing you can do. I'm out here. I'm away from it all. C'est la vie.
And you can smoke oregano.
And Yosemite as well. We go to Yosemite sometimes before we start the album process. And that's just, again, no really reception off Twitter and Instagram and all those things for a bit, and just hiking and living in that moment.
Yeah, it's hard, but when you find it's good. It's rewarding.
Yeah, because you guys have a pretty big ass following, and I can imagine that can really fuck with your head at certain times. I guess it's my own show, I can swear. So,
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's nothing wrong with having a big following, committed following. I mean, people do get a little antsy if you don't post or anything, but we kind of just do things on our own terms, and we know that they're going to always be there to support us and listen to the music regardless. So yeah. We don't feel too much pressure about how many people there are. It's just more of we take care of ourselves, we do our work, and everyone gets rewarded at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because I always wonder, at any level, the influence that audience has on the actual creative process, whether it's related to like genuine criticism or just being like, oh, they like this sound, so I'm going to stick with this. And I'm always curious as to what kind of conversations you inevitably have in relation to that during the creative process.
Yeah, I mean, there might be something sometimes where you're like, oh, this song sounds a little bit like our old one of that. And that one obviously did really well, but it's never like, we need to make a song like this because that did well. It's just, we never, and obviously we listen to the fans and
catered,
stuff.
Yeah, we've never really been catering.
We've always just made music for us and like what we thought was cool. And luckily that responded well with.
Yeah, with it all shows a steady progression. So we just keep doing what we've always been doing. We're not going to change anything. Like the pressure doesn't get to us. It's just making music that we enjoy making. And we know that if we enjoy making it and we like it, then
hopefully
that's how it's always worked. Everyone else will like it.
Yeah. And that I always wonder too, if you're a creative person, how you settle on like a medium, if that makes sense. Like I always wonder, I'm like, how does somebody play music when there's all these other art forms out, if that's their mode of creative expression? And if any of you ever dabble in anything else as well?
I mean, we all do dabble. Production. We all produce the beats for the music.
So, just getting like making songs that you're like, this would never be a Chase Lanning song.
Yeah.
It's just something for fun to see. Clinton obviously dabbles in lots of the visual stuff. Lovers.
Yeah.
Rather than like, oh, we want to do this as a career. It's like, we love music.
It's still fun to
to
sit down and produce a song. It's like therapy.
It's also sometimes when a new album out, it's like inspiring.
Yeah.
You know? Like you learn new sounds and new things. You're like, wow, I really love to incorporate some of those elements.
Yeah.
In our own stuff.
So what have you been listening to? What are you guys jamming on these days?
Weekend.
Everything.
Super Bowl was rock, man. That shit was inspiring.
Oh yeah, I thought his voice sounded incredible. I've never heard his voice sound that good.
Yeah, he's the only one who could stand a test to Michael Jackson, I think, in this day and age in terms of
full performance.
Absolutely.
He's our generation's MJ, but hopefully without any of the issues. Without the issues.
Yeah.
He's being a good role model, I think.
I like that he can hold a little bit of weight and still be sexy too. Like I like that.
He goes through a lot of different phases. It's very cool. He's got his superstar phase going, and then I reckon he'll go back to his like dark phase again. Like it's good because he's constantly evolving. He never leaves you too statically in one place. And I feel like that's something that we can kind of take a leaf out of his book as well, where we just constantly just make new music that kind of pushes the barriers a little bit, but not too much. Just kind of opens everyone's brains up a little bit more to the idea of new music without being too forceful with it, they're like, oh wait, I don't like this music, I don't know it. Whereas you can grow to like those like breakbeat, like drum beats, like pop songs and stuff. You know what I mean?
Kind of like what No Rome's doing, right?
Just stretching the boundaries a little bit, just give them a little stretch.
Yeah, because I listened to your whole discography last night, but I noticed in the three new singles that it's the most party friendly, like at least in a contemporary sense, but it's also the darkest sort of.
Yeah. I think that's a good medium for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been the contrast of like happy songs with darker lyrics as well. Like I've been sometimes intentional, sometimes unintentional. Back to like phases reference there, but that's definitely something that you're going to see throughout the whole album.
Yeah. I mean, it's like life. You go through ups and downs. Like sometimes you want to party, sometimes you're just sad as hell, sometimes you feel confident in yourself, sometimes you feel like you're king of the world, sometimes you're just happy, to be alive. Sometimes you're bored.
We got a song coming out in a couple of days that's gonna be, it's kind of, I guess it's a secret, but this probably will come out when it's out, but we got a song coming out in a couple of days. We got a song coming out Empty in a couple of days, which is gonna hit them with, I guess, one more like really emotional, oh shit, this, we're also gonna get this in the album as well, because we've had like Out the Roof, you know, it shows our kind of like ignorance, like arrogance as well.
Hit everyone pretty hard. It's a good kind of, those songs are a good summary for the album and its sound, I think. It's like the perfect four examples.
Yeah, cool. I'm also curious, like, you guys smoke a lot of weed. And I'm always curious about, and this is, I'm being serious too, like, the influence of like narcotics on creativity, and what, how you feel about that? Cause I go back and forth, like, whether or not I think it's productive or not, and which drugs, you know, and like such.
Yeah. It's mainly just like just weed. You know what I mean? Like every now and then, like everyone likes to have fun recreationally. We'll take some drugs, but we won't do them. It's a lie. Isn't it?
I mean,
but like, yeah, we don't, like, we're not fucked up ever, like in the studio trying to make music. You know what I mean?
Being at beers, I like always will always have like some beers to kind of like keep you going and kind of like, that's more. And I've seen some other like rappers and stuff come out and talk about that recently. It's like, it's just like Henny and stuff in the studio to get you like
get you amped
and going. Cause you don't want to be too geeked.
Yeah.
Cause especially if you got, you know, if you're going to go sing, if you're going to be in there, obviously you're confident, but you know, if you're in a room of people and you're geeking out and you're like, you know, you get insecure about yourself. You also don't want to be, you know, too confident and too cocky when you're not performing to the best of your abilities. I just feel like some of those uppers and downers for us, especially being so close and brothers, it just would make the process kind of weird.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, in a creative sense, definitely, like, I mean, yeah, we do smoke a lot of weed. Well, I do.
Yeah.
Christian slowed down.
I've stopped smoking cigarettes, and so I'm not smoking weed anymore. Just the edibles sometimes.
Are you vaping nicotine at least?
No, I was taking the gums, but I'm 5 days off the gum now and I feel great. I don't have any, I'm not agitated.
But now you just can't make music.
It was the cigarette.
It was the nicotine the whole time. Yeah.
I was under the influence.
That was all my creative juices.
Yeah, no, but it's you gotta find the balance, you know what I mean? Like the songs, you gotta know, understand that it is an exuberation of real life.
Mm.
But at the same time, making the songs is you're talking about past experiences or like, but to answer your question, the weed does help a little bit creatively, I think.
Yeah.
To put it simply. Yeah.
Yeah. To put it simply.
I've always thought too, with, particularly with, sort of if like party music, if you want to call it that, you kind of want this element of like playing Grand Theft Auto, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I get that.
A sandbox release of the word I've been using a lot, hedonism, you know?
Yeah. No, it's kind of like a general kind of, you listen to whichever songs you're in the mood to listen to. We'll give you an option. It's not like a whole album. Listen to on that day. Versus I can't listen to this album. It's all sad songs.
It's like subconsciously, because we didn't really do it on purpose, but subconsciously we've made like
open world.
Yeah, it's like an open world game with like different stages and
you can pick and choose which one. Yeah, yeah.
But the side quests are just as good as the main storyline.
Yeah, you can do it linearly. You can do it unlinearly. I don't know if that's a word.
Unlinearly.
Unlinear.
Who cares? I know what you mean.
You don't have to follow any structure, just like we don't.
Cool. How much time is it? Okay, we got 3 minutes. Yeah. So how's, like, with your band that tours so much, like, how's the COVID doing? That's the worst question. I'm sure you've already answered this a bunch of times.
I mean,
that's fine. What else is there to talk about?
Yeah.
That's like, the only thing is about, fuck yeah.
Well, we're kind of like a year. We got to rest our bones.
We were saying at the start of the year, like, let's make, you know, maybe it'll, we'll do one, like,
tour as much this year. Yeah.
We're like, we really want to get a place. Like, we got this house, finally have like a Chase Atlantic hub and home. And it's really for us, is just, it helped us make the decision that, you know, we're going to stay in, we're not going to tour. And so it's really been, it's been very fortunate.
Yeah. Fortunately, like we said earlier, we do all the production ourselves. We don't have to rely on external sources that aren't available during COVID to still like see through our whole entire creative process.
It's just taking back to what we did in those, when you say Anchor Tattoo days, when we made those just all in our bedrooms. So this album
was made in our bedrooms.
This album was made in the bedrooms.
Yeah. Fair, I was surprised when I read that about you guys. I was like, this is some stadium ready music, like right out the gate. And I know you guys had experience when you were younger and stuff with the boy band X Factor thing or whatever, but.
No, those way. Guys look exactly, they look exactly like us.
Funny story.
Not us though.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It's in the past.
Complete ego death. Don't remember that part of my life.
Yeah. So be it.
Pushed it all the way back.
That's inside like a true you're submitting to someone else and you guys have full control over your sound now, right?
Yeah. It's something that it kind of can be scary if you look at it in one perspective, but it's never really worried us too much because we've been doing it for so long and we're so sure of what sounds we use and how something should sound sonically for it to actually carry any value and quality. Yeah. So that's always something we've been pretty proud of, is being able to have high quality production and be up there with like these big producers, you know what I mean, who like strictly produce, as well as being the artists, as well as being the musicians and the touring, you know what I mean. It's more stressful, but it's way more rewarding.
Yeah, I'm greatly impressed by Chase Atlantic's self-sufficiency.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, so we do try very hard.
Yeah, it's cool. I guess we're out of time now. I'm looking forward to the new album, guys. I'm sorry my internet sucks. Sorry, what did you just say?
Yeah, you're frozen.
You're frozen for a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I just said, sorry, my internet sucks. I guess we're out of time. Good. Looking forward to the new album.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Cheers.
Talk to you soon,
see ya.
Peace.